It's time for some phenology talkbacks. John Latimer is away this week, but here are some of the highlights from our season watch page. Marilyn from Bemidji had a great photo. This is a Facebook page for those of you who might not know, but Marilyn from Bemidji had a great photo and post on Sunday, and she said, high bush cranberries are ripening. She also had some great posts of greater fringed gentian and blue bead lily berries. Elaine from Crow Wing asked, do woodpeckers go south for the winter? She had answers from Steve, who said some may, but most stick around. And Kelly Ray wrote, they stick around, would have made a great state bird.
I know you can see pileateds in the winter.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Their weird hop that they make.
Yep. Hope. Deanne wrote, very surprised to turn into my driveway in the middle of Park Rapids and encounter a green heron. Here's the pair leaving a nearby swamp the next morning. Her photos and a post got lots of response, including Will from Bemidji said, I'm a big fan of this odd little guy, the lesser cousin of the great blue. And he was wondering, I remember a couple years ago, there was a green heron down by Aiken or McGregor somewhere. And it was like all the birders in quite a large area were traveling. Wow. To see the green heron. So this is, I think, pretty unusual. I hope it was a green heron that I'm remembering.
Yeah, that's good. And if you want to see that picture, or her pictures, plural, they're on that Facebook page, the Season Watch page. And Paul wrote about that same event. When I worked at Wisconsin Lions Camp in the fall one year, there was a green heron on the unused side of Lions Lake. And I would go sailing or canoeing on my lunch break, and they were always there. Once you know what to look for, you see them more than you would think. A driveway is a new one to me, though.
I just wonder if I'm misremembering, because, I mean, it sounds like people are seeing green herons fairly frequently.
I don't know. So.
Sue from Southeast Itasca County had a great photo of a bald blue jay. They are molting their feathers, and some lose them all at once. And maybe that's what's happening to me. I'm just molting in my...
You seem to have lost your feathers.
I wonder if my feathers will come back when my molt is done.
Maybe down there in Aiken, it was just a cactus decorated like a chicken or something. Maybe that's what you were seeing, and people were excited.
Right.
Send us your phenology notes at email at comments... Or not at comments. You got to say that in the right order. Comments at KAXE.org. Or if you want to get in touch with John Latimer directly, email jlatimer@KAXE.org. And don't forget to join our Season Watch page on Facebook. It's very interesting to see all the pictures and posts that people have, and some beautiful photography. It's amazing what photography has become now. And I actually don't really read a lot unless I ask my own question, or if I see something that I have a question about. But I love looking at the pictures and on the Facebook page. It's just amazing.
I wonder if it's changing. It is changing how we do media. Everything is so visual now. Is that we don't spend a lot of time reading. I hate to admit it, but I'm like a headline grazer. I look at headlines, and I don't necessarily drill down and read the whole article. I'll start like a newspaper article. I have a subscription to the Washington Post that I've paid for. And, I mean, I don't read down into the article as much as I feel like I should be.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true. I think that's mostly common. And I remember way back when, it was the average time spent on a newspaper, a real newspaper, was half an hour, which is nowadays would be a tremendous amount of time for most people. I'm sure the people who still get the New York Times and the Washington Post and stuff delivered to their house, they probably spend more time.
I think if it was a print edition, I would read more because it just, there's too many distractions.
You see
something shiny.
That's right. Like a herd of squirrels.
Right.
And that's why we listen to the detailed stories we have here on Morning Edition that we'll have coming up.